Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I touched on this the other day when I talked about Bob and Carol, and I'm going to talk about a lot of people who've helped us out. And I titled this segment, A Better Man. And I'll get to that in just a second. But here's what I do want to say. I adore all the people that I have met while doing this work over the last decade and a half. 15 years I've been doing this, and I'm truly blessed. And when I left management consulting, making a ton of money, and then got the economic hit, the financial hit that this business has done, it impacted me and my family. I'm going to tell you, it was a kick in the old naughty bits. But then I get these glimmers that tell me, keep doing it. And of course, God tells me, you got to stay at it, kid. You're going to stay with it. But I go to the mailbox the other day, and Bob sent me gave me a phone call. He says, hey, Kev. Yeah, have you been to the mailbox? I sent you a packet. And along with pictures from the actual meeting we had when we did the comedy tour in Florida, they enclosed a substantial check. And this is not the first time they've done it. And they certainly didn't have to do it. It's not necessary for my friendship, and I'm using Bob and Carol as an example. But it's much appreciated for my business. More than I can ever say. So thank you guys. There are many people to thank. I have people out there, Stu, who's trying to set up meetings with fundraisers for funders for the various things that we do. I have others that are helping. They're trying to do things, and I want to get thank you notes out. I got to make phone calls. You are amazing people. You inspire me to be better at what I do and who I am. But before I get back to you and give you too much credit, I think that that is the measure of relationships. And I'm proud to say this, that Melissa has made me a better man. No leftist man can say this about his spouse. I'm convinced of this. They have not made their men better men. They've emasculated these men. So my wife made me a better man. She's still working on me. You folks have made me a better man. You've made me better at what I do. You've made me more discerning. You've made me... I have to do more research because when I say something to you, you take it to heart. And I tell you all the time, it's my opinion. You got to form your own. But I hear you. I get your messages. You've made me better. That's what our job is for each other, is to make ourselves better. Now back to the money. Albert has given us the largest donation in our company's history. I can't thank him enough. Albert has no idea the impact he's had on us. He doesn't. And we're in the process, as you guys know, of building the Backstage Club. And I get this amazing news from my guy who's taken over fundraising and looking at all the numbers. And he says to me, hey, Kevin, I'm looking at recurring donations, which, by the way, is $175 a month. That's what we raise in recurring donations. Now, we get the occasional check that somebody sends us. But what I can tell you is this. Everything we do has to be funded. If there's a shortfall, my family does it. I go get the money out of the bank and make up the shortfall for every employee, every contractor, whatever. But anyway, Basil comes to me and says, hey, you got some buddies named Sakura, right? I go, yeah, good friends of mine. We went to college together. He goes, they're part of the Backstage Club. Yeah. The brothers Sakura give us money. Now, we're good friends, lifelong friends, known each other since college. Both of them went on to nukes, do nuke stuff, and run submarines. Brilliant guys, but they've invested in me. Now, they know I'm working hard for them, and we're going to do something together. Maybe we'll restart the Chippendales. But we're going to do something together, maybe in the film industry, because they're brilliant guys. They've written some amazing stuff. They have big dreams, and I hope we can help them fulfill those. But just the fact that my friends were doing that was so, it warmed my heart. I mentioned Ruth, my sugar mama. She's a cougar, that Ruth. I go to the bank. Ruth sends me $100. We finally meet at the event in Florida. Her daughters made sure she got there. And then we leave, and Ruth sends me my $100. By the way, we didn't get to consummate our marriage while I was there, Ruth. Maybe next time. But I'm telling you guys this because I want you to be a part of what we do. The Kevin Jackson Network, if you go there, we're taking everybody's donations, whether it's check or whatever, and we're saying, okay, you know, you've helped us. We obviously it's in the bank. But what we're looking to do is to get recurring donations. And for the people to do recurring donations, you're going to get certain gifts. But what we're also doing is I want you to understand this, and please pay attention. You are the reason this radio show exists. So if you say, Kevin, I want my $10 to go to the radio show, we're going to list you as one of the executive producers of the show. You will be on the website forever and ever, and we're going to show you. If you want to do Sneak Peek, which is a new TV show I'm doing every day, and you say, I want to be executive producer for that, we're going to have levels, and you pick your level based on donation. You can be the executive, but you will be the reason these shows succeed. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is not my thing. This is about all of us. I don't do this. Yes, there's an entertainment piece. Of course. Look at me. Of course I'm entertaining. This is about what we're trying to accomplish, the bigger mission here, messaging and marketing. So, the Flick Fest. I know at least 5 people that wrote to me and said, Kevin, I don't care whether I ever watch a movie on the Flick Fest. You're going to give my $5 till I die. God bless you. Now, as it turns out, we got both our apps approved for the Flick Fest, Apple and iPhone. All that will be resolved by the end of the month. And it's going to get driven up like you wouldn't believe. I have guys like Stu, my cigar club buddies down in Tampa, that are trying to set up meetings for me to find investors for all these different things. They're just really good supporters. But here's what I want to say, and if I haven't mentioned your name, it's okay. I mean, I apologize, but we are going to make sure you get recognized. But I appreciate every single one of you. And unlike Creepo Dollar, I'm not going to go out and get myself a new Ferrari. God has not told me I must drive a Ferrari. But God has told me that I got to do what I'm doing. And I'm not going to be so vain to tell you, oh, yeah, I got this. Yeah, if I fire everybody in my staff and all I do is speak and promote myself, sure, I could easily make a living. But that's not what I want to do. That's not the direction that I'm going. So to everybody who's contributed anything, we are going to recognize you. Thank you for making me a better man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day I played a clip from the Florida Surgeon General. And the theme of that particular segment was going to be that we're winning in every battle that we fight in the right, whether we're talking about debunking the lie of election integrity when we know the election got stolen in 2020 and again in 2022, whether we're, the lies of J6 and the cover-up, the Twitter files and FBI colluding with social media banning true speech, in support of lies, Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the big guy, all these things that have been exposed. We got more wins in the win column. And I made a comment. I said, name me something that the left is going to win at. And then I alluded that they're going to win an mRNA. And I sent this to a friend of mine, the family that I grew up with, the Mormons, Chris Chrissy. Is still alive, and we were chatting, and she says, Kevin, I don't believe that we're all going to be forced to get mRNA, and I said, I think we will, but let me play the Florida Surgeon General's clip and let you hear that first.
These vaccines have a terrible safety profile. At this point in the pandemic, you know, I'm not sure anyone should be taking them. And that's, you know, that is the honest truth. I don't think anyone probably should be taking them. They have a terrible safety profile. And we have, unfortunately, a CDC and FDA who just the most consistent thing they've done is deny the truth. Whether it was pushing masks, I mean, they did squat. I mean, they did not have any substantial impact, no benefit. Pushing masks, pushing the vaccines in little kids, all these low-value, divisive policies that they did. Meanwhile, here's the truth, right? You look at these studies of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. There was a study published a few weeks ago in a journal called Lancet, a journal that's well known, I should say. And you know, what did these authors show? They showed that after 7 months, the protection from infection, right? It started, I don't know, around 70%, down. At 7 months, it hops onto the other side of the axis, right? So it is negative, and that continues, and that the magnitude of that negativity increases over time. What does that mean, folks? It literally means that the people who received that vaccine were more likely to contract COVID-19 after 7 months than the people who did not. That is a fact. Has the CDC or FDA ever said a word about that? No.
So finally, we have an official coming out recognizing with common sense what we already knew. And I love how he says the only thing consistent about the CDC has been their lies. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And while I'm happy that Dr. Lopato, that's his name, exercise common sense about these vaccines, I believe it will be impossible to avoid mRNA in the future. I think mRNA infiltration is inevitable unless you stay away from hospitals, you grow your own food, that you really take control of your life. Think about every place that science is infiltrating. We can grow. There are plants. If you told me this was going to happen, I would have told you you're out of your mind. There are trees that grow in Arizona that can produce lemons and limes. There are trees that can produce tangerines and oranges. And I've seen them do grape. They go season to season. They will do lemons, limes, grapefruits, or whatever. It's insane. I'll go to a tree and it's a lime tree. You're like, what? And then the next time you go there, it's oranges. And you're going, wait a minute. This tree grew limes a year before or 6 months earlier. And I'm like, yeah, it's a season now where it's growing oranges. How do you do that? It's modified. Big Pharma, folks, now works in conjunction with governments all around the world, and they do it for sinister purposes. Big Food is where, you know, look, again, what can they do? If we got to eat, and Monsanto says, we're going to dope this food, which is what they do, by the way, they dope it to make it more, quote, bug resistant, things like that. We are experimenting at the molecular level in everything. How do you think we're going to avoid this? I've watched too many shows about humanoids to think that Hollywood folks are just making stuff up. And there's a show that I've been watching, and I've talked about it before, called The Peripheral. And it's a TV series about the future. And you see where we're headed. Yeah, it's set in 2032, but when they play this game, they think that it's a game, and it forwards them into 2099, almost 70 years into the future. But when they're playing the game, they think it's a game. It's not a game. They've literally been transported into the future, and they go inside of a body that has been made for them to address, to look like. In other words, you have to watch the show. It's tough to explain, but I will tell you this. It's worth watching because everything in this show is being worked on. I tell you guys all the time, Hollywood has no ingenuity. Klaus Schwab described exactly what I watched in the peripheral. And I want to play this clip of him talking about the fourth industrial revolution. He's difficult to understand, so I apologize for that, but hopefully you'll get it. And he's talking about the fourth industrial revolution, and it does not involve people. It involves humanoids, not humans.
The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume. It will change actually us, our own identity. And of course gives life to such crises and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities. What we will see is that everything will be integrated into a ecosystem driven by big data and driven particularly by close cooperation also of governments with business, civil society. And this revolution will come at a breathtaking speed. It will be like a tsunami. And actually, it's not just a digital revolution. It's digital, of course, physical with nanotechnology, but it's also biological. And those three dimensions provide the particular force to this revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Klaus Schwab talking about the fourth industrial revolution. He says it will change our identity. Smart traffic, smart government, smart cities, an integrated ecosystem driven by big data. And he said civil society. That's an interesting combination of words. Civil society is what they're looking to create. And he says it's like, going to be like a tsunami, but not just digital, physical, and biological. We'll touch more on it in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. At least one tornado from a huge, powerful storm has caused multiple deaths and injuries around Bollinger County, Missouri, just west of Cape Girardeau. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a search and rescue operation is underway. The twister came from a line of storms that stretches from Michigan to Texas and is expected to bring more devastation as the day continues. President Biden will visit Ireland and Northern Ireland next week on the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. That peace deal brokered by the U.S. helped end decades of violence between pro-Ireland Catholics and pro-Britain Protestants. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other lawmakers from both parties are in Southern California to meet with the president of Taiwan. China, which considers Taiwan its territory, has warned against what will be the highest-level meeting of a Taiwanese president on U.S. soil since 1979. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's be honest, folks. We know where technology's going. Right now, on my wrist, and probably on yours, is what's called a smartwatch, right? That was what, when I was a kid, it was the Dick Tracy watch. And I never in my wildest dreams believed that we would actually be able to do that. I thought it was so far-fetched that you could make it up as a comic strip because it was never going to happen. Not only do we have Dick Tracy's watch where we talk through the watch, you can get all kinds of information through your watch, including your biometrics and a host of other things. Do you like it? Because I love mine. I can change the dials. I can make this watch have any face I want on it. It is unbelievable what this thing can do. And I love it. I love technology. When I was an engineer, I wanted to study the idea of biomechanics and engineering, building robots that thought like human beings and could, not replace human beings, but do things that human, that was unbelievably fascinating to me. If I had to do it all over again, I probably would really go into that. I wanted to be the one to map the brain and come up with a switch faster than a synapse in your brain. I mean, that's how nerdy I was. 844-551-8255. So, we want this technology. I can tell you this. I like that a robot is building something versus a human being. Robots are methodical. It is you program it in and it builds it exactly the same. It's like when you watch these you probably not watch them, but I do. These machines that swing and hit the golf ball when they test them. You know why they use a robot and not Tiger Woods? Because as good as Tiger is, he can't duplicate it. That robot's going to duplicate the same shot. All they got to do is keep it greased and whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And it's going to hit that ball as many times as it needs to. And you can measure, okay, this is what the spin rate is. This is all because it's robotics. None of us is I don't think there's many of us going, oh, let's stop this technological revolution. We love it. I love that I can lift a TV that's 55 inches and mount it on a wall. I don't need two people. I love that this little device that you hold in your hand, the cell phone, has all the information in the world. It's got all kinds of gadgets that half of them I don't even use. And then it's got apps. So, you know, there's an app on your phone that will let it be a magnifying glass. Tell me old people don't need that. There's so many great inventions that are occurring. I see. It's great. I'm glad it's happening. But it can also be used for very sinister reasons. And when I was talking about this show, the peripheral, you're watching. That show is showing you that what may seem like fun and games can be very sinister. There are people looking to use this technology in ways that you don't. Yeah, you think, oh boy, the microwave, that's a great invention. Yeah, until somebody points a microwave weapon at you and cooks your insides. Look, folks, let me put it this way. In the peripheral, they show us humanoids that can be adjusted. I don't like his attitude. Tone him down a little bit. Change his voice. Do this. Make him look like so-and-so. Make my humanoid look like Angelina Jolie. I mean, literally, this is what you can do with these humanoids. In one scene, they say, if you try to harm her, her driver, who's a humanoid, will kill you. They're protectors. And again, I love the idea that I can have a humanoid who's programmed to do nothing except fight for me. Are you kidding? I'll quit training. Let this dude do my fighting. But here's my deal. If Hollywood is showing us humanoids at this level, I really am fearful of the science and technology that really exist. It's more than we can imagine. When you consider the strides that have been made in computer technology, memory capacity, the mapping of the human genome, it's existing technology, folks, that allowed this to happen. And as a former electrical design engineer who worked on some of the most amazing products, I mean, I was not at the forefront. That's not true. But I came in on a sort of a switch between mainframes and very, very fast computers, supercomputers, that sadly, what I worked on, what's in your phone, is exponentially, and I say that, I can't even say exponentially big enough for it to show you what I mean, but it's exponentially more powerful than anything I ever worked on. And we were selling these things to think tanks and NASA, places like that. Can you imagine? When I talk about existing technology, today, 128-bit microprocessors, do you know that when I was designing computers, we had 8-bit microprocessors? Add 120 to the power of 2, and you get what I'm saying? It's unfathomable how fast the microprocessors are today. It's unfathomable how much memory can be stored. Think about what's in your phone by itself. That was the entirety of a data center for a company. What's in your personal phone? Gigabytes. God forbid you have a terabyte storage system maybe that you back things up to 2 terabytes, something like that. That's nothing today. That would be your entire data center years ago. So anyway, I digress a bit. But I'm making a bigger point here. Existing technology has gotten us to where we've mapped the human genome. We can predict weather to levels that people probably thought was impossible a decade ago. You know how important that is? In times of war, of famine, you can predict a famine. You can predict, I don't know if you know this, the Sahara Desert was once plush. All that happened was the earth tilted a little bit on its axis and it made that region dry and it made some other region plush and wet. This is how things work. We can predict these things. We can tell you in 10,283 years, this shift will probably occur because machines keep analyzing the models. And the models get more and more sophisticated, the algorithms to calculate this stuff. So existing technology has allowed us to make these massive strides in technology over the past few decades. I just gave you, in 3 decades, we have done more. I mean, I say it, and I hope I can convey this. As an engineer, I look at what's happened in the last three decades, and I don't think there's been anything close in mankind to the last three decades. Nothing close. We've gone from vacuum tubes to transistors to substrate product, you know, integrated circuits, to such a degree of packing an integrated circuit into a chip that it's unfathomable. And I'm not trying to sound like a dinosaur, but it's amazing to me that this is happening. So now we enter a world where we start talking about things like quantum computing. And the world is going to be in a completely different phase. And there's a historian, his name is Yuval Harari, and he explains what's going to happen with data and why data is so important.
Some lenders routinely use complex artificial intelligence algorithms to determine who qualifies for loans. Global financial markets are moved by decisions made by machines analyzing huge amounts of data in ways even their programmers don't always understand. Harari says the countries and companies that control the most data will in the future be the ones that control the world.
Today in the world, data is worth much more than money. 10 years ago, you had these big corporations paying billions and billions for WhatsApp, for Instagram, and people wondered, are they crazy? Why do they pay billions to get this application that doesn't produce any money? And the reason why? Because it produced data.
And data is the key.
The world is increasingly kind of cut up into spheres of data collection or data harvesting. In the Cold War, you had the Iron Curtain. Now you have the Silicon Curtain between the USA and China. And where does the data go? California? Or does it go to Shenzhen and to Shanghai and to Beijing?
Harari is concerned the pandemic has opened the door for more intrusive kinds of data collection, including biometric data.
What is biometric data?
It's data about what's happening inside my body. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Yuval Harari, Israeli's guy, he... Go study what he's talking about. This is scary stuff. And I'm not trying to alarm people. Look, we're not going to have to worry about it. I mean, okay, so we get some mRNA and we get our, you know, the nanotech particles go into us or whatever. Not going to be crushing to us, but our kids are going to have to be very concerned about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Some lenders routinely use complex artificial intelligence algorithms to determine who qualifies for loans. Global financial markets are moved by decisions made by machines analyzing huge amounts of data in ways even their programmers don't always understand. Harari says the countries and companies that control the most data will in the future be the ones that control the world.
Today in the world, data is worth much more than money. 10 years ago, you had these big corporations paying billions and billions for WhatsApp, for Instagram, and people wondered, are they crazy? Why do they pay billions to get this application that doesn't produce any money? And the reason why? Because it produced data.
And data is the key.
The world is increasingly kind of cut up into spheres of data collection, of data harvesting. In the Cold War, you had the Iron Curtain. Now you have the Silicon Curtain between the USA and China. And where does the data go? California? Or does it go to Shenzhen and to Shanghai and to Beijing?
Harari is concerned the pandemic has opened the door for more intrusive kinds of data collection, including biometric data.
What is biometric data?
It's data about what's happening inside my body. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, you're listening to. Billions of dollars spent on WhatsApp and these other things, and you go, what's that about? Why does Facebook have such a high valuation? Why does this guy want billions of people on his site? Do you know what Facebook does? It's really cool. It'll tell you 10 years ago, here's what you were doing, and you're like, whoa, that's what we did on our anniversary, whatever. You, as I tell people all the time, Zuckerberg knows more about you than anybody, than you know about yourself. You don't remember where you ate a month ago on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Roughly, whatever, the last four Wednesdays ago. You can't tell me what you did. Facebook can. It can tell you everything. It tracks you like it's your brother. It tracks you like it's your twin. I'm talking about attached twin. 844-551-8255. The Silicon Curtain. And Harari, who's a scientist that studies this stuff, says, where does this data go? Is it going to China? It reminds me of people complaining about getting my emails. Kevin, you send me too many emails. And the people go, I'm off the grid. I don't get on any lists. You get on a list every time you jump on your computer. If you sign up for something that you want, somebody says, I'm going to collect your data. And they go, oh, we're not going to sell it. They don't need to sell it. They use it. They collect your data. And the next thing you know, you're getting bombarded. You're like, where am I getting all these emails? You could set up a new email today, and within a month, people are writing to you in that email. You could set that new email up, and if you use it one time to shop or go search or whatever, it won't be long before you're getting bombarded. Hey, 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 hey. And you're like, what? I just set this up. How do you know? Look in your spam filter a month later. You'll start seeing stuff in your inbox, you know, beyond the welcome that you get from Google or whatever. Somebody's data-izing you, okay? Web 3.0, and I played a clip earlier in another show. It talked about Klaus Schwab saying, you are going to change as a human being. Consider the algorithms that exist to deem somebody credit worthy. Think about that. What are they looking at? They're looking at patterns. What happens right before people declare bankruptcy? They can watch them. They watch their spending habits. They watch everything about them. And they say, ha, when this pattern develops, this is when people file. So you'll notice they'll start to lower your credit. You know, it'll impact your credit. Your credit card, people will lower the credit ratings and things like lower the amount of money that you have. You had $5,000 of available credit, it'll go to $3,000. And that impacts your credit. Anyway, there are algorithms, the point is, for everything. And the algorithms get it right. When a credit card company says, I'm going to lower your credit, it's warning you. It's a warning that your habits are in the types of algorithms that they're tracking. It's saying you're doing destructive stuff, and you better watch out. And there's an algorithm. There's an algorithm for everything. There's an algorithm for everything. Facebook informed a girl that she was pregnant before she knew it. Her dad went on her page or whatever, and she was seeing all this pregnancy stuff. He's like, are you pregnant? She's like, no. It turned out she was. Because it noticed all the, it tracked all the things that she was doing and said, girls that get pregnant follow this algorithm, and sure enough, she was pregnant. So the question we should ask ourselves is this. Why does the government, who's got the best programmers and knows these algorithms, how do they get it so wrong? How do they get the flu virus so wrong? The vaccine so wrong? Predicting this behavior, how did they get it so wrong? He's talking about the last frontier is biometric data and surveillance under our skin. And by the way, folks, when I originally was talking about this, I mentioned I was going to tell people, you're going to have a hard time not having mRNA in your system. It's a technology that they need, and that's why COVID was developed. They need a mechanism to get you to take it. When I read Michael Crichton's book, but Michael Crichton is the one who introduced me to nanotech. Because nanotech wasn't being studied when I was in engineering school. I'm an old dinosaur, you see. But when I learned about nanotech, and that you can make things so small, devices so small, and they could target certain areas of the DNA to turn things on or off, I said, man's playing God, and we got a serious problem here. Because it will not be used for good. Somebody is going to use this stuff for evil. That's the problem. Biometric data surveillance under your skin. So now the government can say to you, you got to stop eating hamburgers. You can't eat this. You can't eat that because your BMI, your body mass index, doesn't make it for this. And we need you to stop it. And if you don't stop it, we're going to give you something that will make your body stop it anyway. You're not going to crave it. You're not going to want it. What does that mean? When somebody can control your habits and the things that you do, where does that leave you? I think you know. So, when I said to my friend, her name is Christy, I said, Christy, this is where we're headed. She says, Kevin, I don't believe that. I just believe in a faithful and wonderful God. And I'm a Christ follower, a failed one, but I love the Lord. And I understand, but I think man is trying to be God. And I think that God is going to strike us down for this. But the only way you're going to avoid it is if you don't get sick and you're growing your own food and you're off the grid, because every segment of society is studying this stuff. I'm talking about scientific. That's why they trust the science, trust the science. You hear that all the time because they want you so trusting that you just pop it in your mouth. Go research corn. Corn is the worst thing you could eat today. It is full of, it's doped. Corn chips, corn, and just regular corn. Just go read up on it. Don't believe me. What about other areas where, you know, smart government? Think about Klaus Schwab, who talked about smart government, smart this, smart that. How about that smart meter in your house that says you're using too much carbon footprint? We're going to shut it down. The WEF, Klaus Schwab, says nobody should have more than 2,500 calories a day. Yet we waste more food we throw away billions and billions of dollars of food every year. Who's to tell me how much I can eat? If I can grow enough to feed myself and get plump, isn't that on me? This is the New World Order. This is the Great Reset. And I'm telling you, if you're going to pop a pill one day and you're going to introduce mRNA spike proteins or some nanotech that's for something, or you're going to go to the doctor and they're going to talk about some experimental drug that you can take to save your life and it'll be nanotech. I don't know that we can avoid it. I'm not telling you we should. I think modern medicine is amazing. these new knees and new hips and all these other things, but it also can be scary because I'm watching this rogue government that doesn't have a care in the world about us, and I'm saying to myself, are they really here for my best interest? Look, I'm just raising questions. I'm not trying to give you the answers, but it's something to think about, certainly.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.